We have a special gift today. Our children's choir is going to be singing. Y'all come on up under Rick. Rick's last Sunday with us. I know. He's going out with a bang, though.
Good. On. Excellent. Yes, as some of you, I think we're maybe here for my announcement. This is actually my last Sunday. And I'm excited to end it with the children's choir giving an offering. And I was just thinking as I'm walking up here and listening to this beautiful music, I was thinking about having to find a perfect gift. And I had an occasion to buy a gift this weekend, and I realized that gifts don't last forever. Things that we buy in the store, it's difficult to buy a perfect gift because they don't last forever, right? But what I realized in the business of the church and the life of faith that we have, there is a perfect gift. And one is the gift of song. It is not a burden to sing. It is actually a privilege, and it's a gift that we pass on our story and our faith each time you sing to the next generation of people that come up through our church. And so I was with the kids. One thing I was starting this fall was an idea of something called Our Songs, Our Story. And I was teaching kids, a hymn, and I was going to focus on a hymn each month to teach a little bit of our history, our legacy, our faith. Singing hymns in church should not ever be anything of any embarrassment to any of you. It should be a privilege that we sing our story, and we sing our existence in this church of what we believe. And so today I'm going to ask for your help in that. The song that I've picked for the first one is called It Is Well With My Soul. It's a big traditional one. I hope you know it. It's on 377 in case you'd just like to see it. And I'm going to ask you for your help because today is not a day for the kids to sing for you. It is a day for the kids to sing with you and for you to close the circle of singing as a church in something that we believe. Okay? So what's going to happen is I'm going to play a little introduction. And then we are all going to ooh or hum the entire melody of It Is Well With My Soul. If you don't know it, just try and sing even one note. You've been part of the circle, okay? And then we're going to ooh or hum, and then I'm going to give it to the kids. The kids are going to sing the first verse on the words. They've memorized it, which is awesome. I was able to, for 15 minutes every Sunday, we were able to memorize a verse. It's really great. They're going to sing the refrain as well with my soul, and then I'm going to repeat just the refrain, and I'm going to bring my hand up, and I want you guys to sing on the words together, it is well with my soul. And so we will close this hymn, this story, our legacy of faith together as a church. Okay, you ready? Thumbs up if you're ready. 377. All right, here we go.
Thank you. tell everybody how much we've loved having Rick as our choir director and working with the kids. He's been incredible. It's been such an awesome experience, not just for the kids, but for me too. I've learned a lot. And we're going to miss you so much. So thank you so much. Kids, we are going to Children's Church now. So let's go to Children's Church. Okay, let's head out and meet Miss Amy at the back.